When you see a spider and you're afraid of it, this is actually a memory from hundreds of thousands of years ago. Most people like to eat sweet, sugary stuff. If it's not good for me, why is it so good? It doesn't make any sense. So this is, for instance, something which, to understand it, you need to understand evolution.
Why should we understand human evolution, especially the little children seated here? Why is it important to them?
It's because it takes a long time to acquire a deep fear of something. Millions of years ago, when humans evolved in Africa, there were dangerous spiders there. So when you see a spider and you're afraid of it, this is actually a memory from hundreds of thousands of years ago, when we lived in the wild and there were many dangerous spiders. Cars, on the other hand, they've been around for just 100 years. This is not enough time to develop this kind of deep-seated bodily fear of them. So it doesn't come from the body, the fear of cars. You have to educate people to tell them about the dangers of cars. So this is, for instance, something which, to understand it, you need to understand evolution. Similarly, not just fear, but also the things that we like. Most people like to eat sweet, sugary stuff. Parents spend a lot of time teaching kids to be aware of cars. Yeah. They also spend a lot of time telling them, don't eat so many sweets. And it's strange. I mean, if it's not good for me, why is it so good? It doesn't make any sense. Why should my body all the time be craving to eat something which is not good for it? I mean, the body isn't stupid.
Yeah.
So what's happening? And again, if you look at the world today, it makes no sense. But if you look at the world of how we evolved for hundreds of thousands of years, it suddenly makes sense. Because when we lived in the African savannah, there were lots of spiders, but almost no sweet things. The only sweet things were either fruits or honey. And if you live in the African savannah and you don't have a lot of food, and you come across a tree full of sweet fruits, the sensible thing to do is to eat as many of them as quickly as possible. Because if you eat just one or two and says, okay, I'll come back tomorrow and I eat some more, you come back tomorrow, there are no fruits left because the baboons ate everything. So our body is programmed, like you find something sweet, eat as much of it as possible, as quickly as possible.
We're following that very strictly.
Yes, and we are following it. I mean, these are the instructions. We read the instructions. These are the instructions of the body. We open the fridge. We find a chocolate cake. We do what they told us, what evolution told us to do. Our body hasn't caught up with the fact that we are no longer in the African savannah. We are living in a modern society, and there are lots of sweet things around, and now it's problematic. So this is why evolution is important. It's not some theoretical thing that you learn in university. It's connected to your deepest fears and your deepest desires every day.
For parenting tips, celebrity interviews, recipes, conversations with experts, DIYs, and lots more, subscribe to Kidstop Press now.